Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the president of the Jamestown Public School Music Boosters Club, Michelle Weatherly, joining us. And Michelle, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me, Warren.
Yes, thank you again for taking time out of your day to join us here on Let's Talk About It. Very excited to talk about the upcoming Music Through the Ages concert on Sunday, September 17th. We're going to get more information on that from Michelle. But first, for our listeners out there, would you mind telling us a little bit about the Music Boosters and kind of what you guys do?
Sure, absolutely. So the Jamestown Public Schools Music Boosters is a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to be a voice in the schools for the music programs in the school system, in the community, and also to raise funds for things like international music camp scholarships, supplies that come up throughout the year, transportation costs. We've helped pay for instruments or, you know, really anything else that comes up along the way throughout the school year and over the summer as well.
Yeah.
So membership is free. There are no dues or anything. It's really super easy. You show up once a month and just join us. We talk about music. We talk about how we can help music in the schools, and we just are a big support system for them.
And you know, a lot of things can be attributed to the work that the Boosters have done, the new music shelves, pianos in the schools. So really making a lot of difference in our schools locally.
We try, yes.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's fantastic. And the way that you do that being a nonprofit is holding events, holding fundraisers, and there's a big one coming up on September 17th. It's Music Through the Ages, and this has been going on for quite some time.
Yes, it has. Yeah, fall means a few things for the Jamestown Public Schools Music Boosters. First, it's back to monthly meetings.
Right.
As I mentioned before, once a month. Just want to throw this out here. Once a month, it's the second Tuesday or the second. I'm sorry, the second Monday of every month, 5:30 p.m. in the Jamestown High School choir room, and.
Awesome.
Anybody can come.
And perfect.
Our next
they don't have
this,
to be a parent or anything.
They do not. Anybody.
That's excellent.
I mean, really anybody. It's we
awesome.
Like to keep our doors open. Anybody who wants to support music, and who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Music's great.
Yeah. So that our first meeting of the year is going to be this coming Monday. So okay. September 11th, 5:30 p.m. in the Jamestown High School Music Choir Room.
Perfect.
Also, it means our fall concert's coming up. So Music Through the Ages is our annual concert that features community members who have continued to use their music talents in many different capacities into adulthood.
Right.
So we have an incredible lineup this year. Every year I say that, but I mean, this year it's really, really good.
More emphasis on that. Yeah.
Always good. So we have Matt Oden. We have a duet from Terry Baltruch and Tim Bratton. The UJ and JHS jazz bands are going to perform together, which I'm so excited about. Yeah. JHS vocal jazz, and they're always good. Some of the men from the Jamestown Chorallayers are going to be bringing their daughters in for a father-daughter performance, which we were hoping to make that happen last year, but it didn't work with schedule.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This year I'm just really anticipating that one.
Awesome.
Directors Ken and Heather Ani will be doing a piece together. Robert Murphy and Cheryl McIntyre will be doing, I think, a piano piece. I would imagine so. But
well, they could do anything. They're so musically inclined.
I know. We have such incredible talent.
We do.
And it's so fun to see the directors at the high school level, at the middle school level, and at the college level, all coming together for this event.
Definitely.
Rick Wallentine, speaking of UJ director, he'll be there for a performance.
Excellent.
And then this year, we'll also have a group from Two Rivers Performing Arts School.
Okay.
Which is really going to be cool. We haven't had that before. And Mark Reeves is graciously putting something together to help us out. He's also a new board member, which is really cool.
That's great.
Combining our
musical knowledge and want to, you know, the promotion of music in the community.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's going to be a really great a great relationship.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm really...
What a lineup.
I know, it's amazing. It's amazing. I'm so looking forward to it.
Fantastic. So again, we have Michelle Weatherly, the president of the Jamestown Public School Music Boosters, joining us on Let's Talk Music Through the Ages, Sunday, September 17th. Local artist, as she pointed out, with the Jamestown High School, Middle School, the University of Jamestown, just a lot of different musical talents that will be there. Obviously raising funds for the boosters and their drive and the reason they were put together. So there will be tickets available. It looks like, are they just going to be available at the door, Michelle?
Available at the door. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how much are those?
For the tickets, it'll be $5 for students, okay. $10 for adults. And then we're doing, this is something that we have started to do last year. We started it and we're continuing it on, okay. $25 cap for a family, which makes it a little easier. And all of us in boosters right. know that it can be hard to go to all of these events, but you still want to be supportive and you want to go and you want to support the performers. Right. And so we put a $25 cap to make it a little easier for everyone to go.
Excellent. Also. There's less of a reason for you not to go.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Perfect. So again, Music Through the Ages, Sunday, September 17th, starting at 7 o'clock, I believe at the Jamestown High School Theater, right? That's
exactly.
where it's going to be
yep.
at.
That's where we'll be.
Awesome. So make sure you get out, support music in the schools and the Jamestown Music Boosters. Michelle, if anybody has questions about the event or want to help out in other ways, join the boosters. What are some ways they can get involved with the boosters?
Show up at meetings.
Okay.
Again, Monday night, this coming Monday night, September 11th, 5:30 p.m. at the JHS Choir Room.
Okay.
Or you can email me at jamestownmusicboosters@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or we also have a Facebook page now. I started it and I'm trying to keep up with it as best I can, along with everything else.
Yeah.
But it's just JPS Music Boosters on Facebook. And I try to keep the information out there. I try to keep people updated with what we're doing and what mm-hmm. schools are doing and yeah. other music events in the community. And so you can find me there as well.
Awesome. Very good. So join the boosters if you love their cause and what they're working towards. And make sure you have plans to go to the Music Through the Ages on Sunday, September 17th at 7 o'clock at the Jamestown High School Theater. Michelle, thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having me again.